And the mindset, they will go.
I'm going to tell you something else that's funny for you Corona people out there. If my appointments are being shut down, I can't go to the doctor. If I go in the hospital right now, there are no Corona victims. If I go in the hospital right now, there aren't anybody. They won't even see you unless you tell them you have the coronavirus. So you don't think that's weird? People, wake the fuck up. There aren't any coronavirus people in there. You could go on the fake, so-called, you want to call it fake news. You could go on YouTube and find out facts that there have been people that have been dying and it wasn't because of the coronavirus. These are people's victims. These are people's parents. One guy had Alzheimer's and they told the family that it was, they didn't even tell the family. They just said it was coronavirus. The family found out and was like, what? He had ailments. He had ailments before this. I'm telling you, this shit is a setup, kid. It's fucking, the coronavirus is not what's scaring me. What's scaring me is that you people are being duped. They are doing a live fire test. I'm telling you, I was in the military. This is called a live fire test, where they use a situation that is so realistic that you can actually die. And I'm going to give you an example of a live fire training. I remember it was nighttime. They're shooting M60 bullets over our head, real bullets. Things are exploding next to us. We're using the elbow shuffle, going through the sand. Brr, brr, they're shooting bursts. I see phosphorus from the bullets. Brr, it looks like Star Wars. Boom, boom, boom. They're like, keep your head down. Ba, 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 ba. There's an ambulance truck right next to it, just in case. Because remember, they're firing real ammo over your head. That's a live fire. That's what a live fire scenario is supposed to be, realistic. And that's what they're doing right now. These sheeple, I gotta call y'all sheeple because some of y'all just don't believe it. What to do? I can't tell you what to do because we have this distrust with each other where we don't believe. If there's some type of gathering, anybody, somebody, tell me. I will go to the city hall and we can all march there right now or tomorrow, whatever the case may be, and just demand that they just cut this bullshit, because it's not funny, man. This is not a game no more. I got friends who's believing this shit, man. And they're making me laugh. And I'm like, and they're not making me ha-ha laugh. They're making me laugh because I'm trying to fight the tears. This is bad comedy right here. This is bad comedy. Every time somebody tell me, I don't care if it's my cousin, family, friends, best friends. Yo, they're telling me these stories and I'm asking them these questions. Was they sick prior to this coronavirus? Then that's what it is, man. That's what it is. They fucking with us right now. Whoever, Bill Gates, whoever, whatever you want to call it conspiracy. Because I'm going to tell you about conspiracies, man. Conspiracies eventually come true. Remember I told you about the conspiracy? I don't know if it went through or not. The conspiracy with liquor. During the Prohibition, they poisoned 10,000 human beings just to stop people from drinking beer. Yo, how crazy is that? That they went that far. This was a conspiracy. And then they found out it was a fact. So, come on, man. Cut this game out. One day you're going to find out about that World Trade Center shit I've been telling you about. Yo, I know y'all feelings is hurt because y'all like, I got family members that died of the coronavirus because that's what they told you it was. That's what they told you it was. These people, yo, you know what stress can do to your body? Yo, there's hypnotists out there. Yo, they can make you think anything, man. Word, just thinking about it right now, I got a fucking headache, man. I'm trying to tell these people that this shit ain't real, and these motherfuckers is like, yo, but the news said you 75,000 people dying. Dun, 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 dun. First of all, New York City is a police state. That's just facts. It's always been a police state. The cops have always been corrupt. The city has always been corrupt. That's the devil's playground. Remember Hell's Kitchen? Daredevil, why you think they called it the Hell's Kitchen? They wasn't bullshitting. That shit is hell over there. I know, used to live there. Yo, New York City is evil, man. It's a bunch of evil people, okay? Not because they want to be evil, but hey, when you treat it like an animal, living in New York City to me is like jail. I used to live in Brooklyn. It's just like jail. You got to be careful what you do. It's just like jail. You got certain class of people. And you got a different class of people. It's all, yo, I'm telling you, wicked, wicked motherfuckers, man. And I'm just going to leave it like that. I hope y'all motherfuckers wake up. Wake up. They putting papers on my door, man, talking about this corona. Yo, be careful. Yo, it's almost sounding like they ready to intrude in my house and force me to do something. Yo, people die. Remember this, people. People die every day. And all they got to do is put the coronavirus on it. That's all they got to do. People die every day. And all they got to do is say, yo, it's the coronavirus. Remember that. Peace.